Twitter and other social media have brought us new platforms and opportunities to connect with other people. The key is to maximize the effectiveness of your connections. For example, if you just follow people who think exactly like you do, it may feel good to have your views reinforced, but do you actually learn anything? Valdis Krebs is a social network analyst. He has some interesting strategies for maximizing the effectiveness of your social media relationships. We caught up with Valdis at the Cool Twitter Conference at the House of Blues in Cleveland, and unfortunately, there's a lot of background noise in this podcast, but it's worth the effort to hear what Valdis has to say, so don't give up. Get ready for another episode of the Great Lakes Geek Show with your host, Dan Hansen. All right, we're here at the House of Blues in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Cool Twitter Conference. We're speaking with Valdis Krebs. Valdis, you've got a kind of a unique background. Tell us about that.
Okay, I do what's called social network analysis. And so it's a way of both mathematically analyzing networks and visualizing them to better understand how they work. And once we understand how networks work, we could do various things to improve them.
Okay, you know, one interesting side note, last year I was down at the Latvian Cultural Gardens and I met the new president of Latvia, Valdis Sattlers, I believe it is.
Right, that's his name.
He kind of, you got a relationship to him, huh?
Well, by name, yeah.
He kind of knocked you off of the Google perch.
He's number one on Google now for Valdis.
The number one Valdis, all right. You know, you suggest Twitter's by default that says, what are you doing? That's the question it asks. What might be a better question?
Well, I think for business people, there's a couple better questions. It's like, what are you interested in? What do you think is cool? What are you researching? What's innovative? Things like that. Because if you follow those questions, I think you tend to do better tweets. You tend to do tweets that are about certain topics, and you then develop a pattern, and then certain people will start to follow you.
You know, following is a whole, there's a lot of strategies there, and no one's really sure what to do. Do you follow everyone? Are you selective? You know, what kind of strategy do you follow for following?
Right. So I don't follow everybody, especially now when there's a lot of spam and so on Twitter. It's not a very good strategy at all. And so I'm fairly selective, and I'll follow people. And what I'll often do is I'll also purge who I follow. So I may follow some people, find out, hey, I'm really not interested in what they're doing, so I'll drop them and start following some others. Because what I try to do is I try to follow enough people so that I can read what they're posting, so I can pay attention to what they're posting on a regular basis. So if I was following thousands of people, that might be great in my Twitter numbers, but I wouldn't know what's going on because I don't have the time to read all those thousands and thousands of posts.
Do you interact at all with new followers?
Yeah, I do. One of the things that I try to do with new followers is rather than just say thanks for following me, when I get the email that says so-and-so is now following me, I'll go to so-and-so's Twitter page, and I'll try to retweet something that they said that was interesting that I think that people that are following me would find interesting. So what I'm basically doing is taking this new person and introducing them to my network.
You know, when you look at a social networking map, there's all kinds of intersections and overlaps and all. Where's the importance? Where's the innovation happen?
Well, innovation happens where different groups come together. It's where different thinking comes together. So if you can get people that have like a partial overlap around something, so they have something in common, but they also have a lot that's not in common, those are the richest places for innovation to happen.
You know, and you said one of your lines was, connect on similarities but profit from differences. Can you explain that?
Yeah, and that's exactly what what helps create that innovation at the intersection. So you look for people that have some things in common with you, but not too much. I mean, it's fine to have people that have a lot in common with you, but those are more like, you know, friends and family, and you feel real comfortable with people like that. But in business, you don't want a lot of the same. You want to be exposed to new things and different things so that you can recombine, remix, create this innovation out of differences. So you want to have enough common ground to connect on, but you also want to have enough differences so that you can be creative with new products and services.
Okay, today we've been speaking with Valdis Krebs, a social media network expert here at the House of Blues at the Cool Twitter Conference. Thanks, Valdis.
Thank you, Dan.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.